What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Anne Catherine. Host, because this is a solo episode, so it's just me, not Caroline, today. We are going to talk about burnout or needing a full change. I mean, we obviously talk about burnout a lot in these episodes, and I feel like it's a big topic around the wellness, health and wellness space, because everything that we're trying to do is to get more energized, to be excited and interested in our own lives. And the opposite of that is either burnout or needing a full change. And these two things are very easily confused. They might look the same, they might feel the same, but digging into them will uncover two very different outcomes or two very different solutions. So obviously with burnout, the solution would be needing a break or needing kind of re-energizing in that sense. But when you fully need a change, meaning this isn't working for me, I need to do this fully differently, I need to stop doing this, I need to do this in a different way, I need to do this for a different reason, fully change your why or your what or your how, that's a very different thing than just burnout and solving something that has to do with burnout. This morning, I put up I was answering question boxes on my Instagram, and one of them was about what this episode topic would be today. At that point, I had no idea. I put up three different topics. I just pulled them out. I don't know where I pulled them out of thin air to put them on this story. Obviously, every episode that we do is something that is relating to kind of what we're going through, what we're thinking about. So obviously, I don't know what the three topics were. I know this was one of them, burnout versus just needing a change, or taking a break versus just needing a change. And then the other one was about doing things alone, or trying new things, learning new things alone, not waiting for other people. I fully went into this day, this plan for an episode, thinking that I would talk about doing things alone, or starting things alone, trying new things alone, learning things alone without waiting for other people, because that had been on my mind for the past couple of days. So I thought that was the most relevant to me. Obviously, this topic of burnout versus needing a change, that has been a longer term thing that has been on my mind and low-key weighing me down. But for the sake of just keeping things light and more simple instead of trauma dumping on the show, I totally thought I was going to talk about and enjoy talking about, you know, doing things by yourself, because that was relevant to me at the moment. And a couple of people had swiped up and had said, talk about doing things by yourself, learning things by yourself, this topic, please. Until one person, Morgan, swiped up and in all caps said, the burnout one, please. And I appreciate the all caps. I appreciate the energy of that. I appreciate the intensity of that. So I switched up, and now we're going to be talking about burnout and needing a change. And now we're going to be talking about burnout and needing a break versus fully needing a change, which is still relevant. And honestly, Morgan, thank you for sending that in, because the all caps message really got me going and got me thinking about this and talking about this. So welcome to the episode where we're posing the question, are you burned out or is it time for a bigger change? And I think honestly, the difference between the two is the size of the issue, or kind of the reason behind the issue. So when you're feeling burnout or when you're burned out, it's more of an exhaustion, just like a fatigue. You might be irritable with something, which, mind you, I'm in the stage of just needing a full change with something and I'm irritable about it. So I think that can go for both. And a lot of these can go for both. But some of the causes of just burnout is feeling overworked, feeling like you're losing control with something, or something short term you don't have a grasp on. I think the difference between burnout and fully needing a change is short term versus long term. So burnout is a temporary thing. We all go through phases of burnout and different levels of intensity of being interested and energized in something, which I think is so normal. And if we were all manically high about really being excited about something, that would be no fun. And honestly, that would be super uncomfortable. So not that burnout is comfortable, but that's the kind of healthy discomfort that kind of gets us re-excited about something. You know, once you're through a phase of burnout, the burnout's not fun. It feels lethargic and you feel drained and you don't feel like you're truly enjoying or truly zoned in while going through certain parts of your life. So this could be with work, it could be with hobbies, it could be just keeping up with your day-to-day tasks. But burnout, I think, is meant to be temporary. Versus needing a change is when you totally need to flip something on its head, when you need to make bigger changes, bigger strides. It's the times when you felt like you've outgrown something and you need to level it up. So it could just be a level up, but that still is transforming something into something new. So the burnout, you take a pause, you regain your interest and excitement for it and your energy for it, and you return to it. When you need a full change, it means you turn it into something new. You level it up, you do a complete 180, whatever it may be, whether you change jobs, move cities, like talking about relationships, or just fully redo or switch up your routine. So this, instead of being burnt out and having like a lack of motivation, being more fatigued, irritable, whatever, when you need a full change, it's often bred out of like boredom, lack of fulfillment, I think is huge here. Just kind of feeling stuck almost. So thinking about this in a positive way, when it's more of a level up, it's not that something has fully become negative. So let's take your routines, for example. It's not that your routine has become negative. It's just that you have become so used to it. That's become your new normal. That's not serving you as well anymore. You might need to add things to it. You might need to take things away from it, swap them out for something new that serves you more. But what's happening right now isn't working for you anymore. So it's not necessarily a negative thing or something that's kind of damaging you or damaging what you're doing. It's more of just holding you back, or the idea that, hey, something might actually be better for me. This change will be better for me. Whereas when we talk about burnout, the break is what's good for you. The break helps you return better. So you approach your work, or you approach your routine, or you approach whatever it is better. With burnout, it's more about how you treat it, what you're giving to it. With the needing a change, it's about how it's serving you. So while the feelings behind it, these two things, burnout or needing a full change, are very similar, they might look to an outsider very similar, they're almost complete opposites, because that burnout is truly just temporary. It's how you approach something. You know, you take a hit and you come back, you take a break and you come back, and you're right back to enjoying something again. You're right back to it serving you again, that same exact thing. Whereas when you need a full change, you change something up and it stays that way. So now the thing that you're talking about, the job, the environment, the relationships, friendships, the routines, your interests, your hobbies, whatever it is, they become different. So at this point, it's when I think you have to treat something as burnout first and really put effort into coming back with the same energy you used to have for something. Coming back with, you know, I took a break, I tried to regain energy. I gave it my best effort. I really tried. And you know what? I feel like I have the energy now. And it's draining me. It feels like it's knocking me down. This isn't working for me. So you kind of have to try solving something as burnout, solving something as a more minor thing before you jump to the more major thing of needing a change. Because if you look at something and you say constantly, because we feel burnout constantly, we're going through cycles of feeling very energized, and hopefully the phases of being energized are much longer than the phases of being burned out, but they still exist and still kind of comes and goes. But if you feel that sense of burnout and immediately treat it like you really need a change for something, you're going to screw everything up for yourself. You're going to knock yourself out of whack, because if you treat a small phase of burnout where you just need a break as fully needing a change. So take your routine for a second. Maybe it's really working for you. You need these habits, you need these routines, like they're really serving you. But it comes to a point where if you're doing the same thing day in and day out, it becomes very monotonous, and that can be obviously draining. You can lose your motivation in that. What you might do is, hey, I'm going to take a few days, I'm going to take a week, and I'm going to lose some of these habits. I'm going to switch it up fully. That's going to re-energize you, because you're no longer putting energy into that routine. You realize how much it served you, or how much it's giving back to you, because you no longer feel that. And then you get really excited to keep going with it, or to get back to it, to get back to your baseline that you've become so used to that you don't realize the benefits of it anymore. So taking a break from it not only gives you the energy back, but it also gives you extra motivation to get back to it. If you felt that with your routine and you said, oh my God, this isn't working for me, and your first step was saying, I have no motivation, I'm feeling really drained, I don't really have the energy to put towards my routines anymore, or when I do, it just feels like I'm going through the motions. Instead of saying, I'm feeling burnt out with this, I might need to take a break and come back at it. If you just say, hey, I need to completely change this, you've thrown out all of these habits without even kind of testing them. You've thrown out all these habits and completely change them without realizing their value to you, and without giving them a second chance, a third chance. Because obviously you're going to go through these cycles over and over again. So it takes realizing that, hey, this is just me being burnt out. Let me come back to it. Come back at it better. And maybe you can add something. Maybe you can switch something up small minor changes to bring that motivation back. That's not changing what those habits are and what those routines are for you. If you say every time you're feeling burnt out or you're not feeling motivated to do something, hey, I need to change this completely, you then spend so much of your energy putting something new together, putting a new routine together. For sticking with this example, you spend so much energy researching or mentally thinking about and preparing for these new routines, setting them up, trying them, getting over the hump of like adopting them into your routines and it, having it become part of you, then to realize, hey, maybe this isn't working. Then you're going to spend mental energy stressing over, let me change this. Then you start the cycle over. You come up with completely new routines when maybe the first ones did work for you. And all you needed was a little break to realize that it was just you were feeling burnt out. If you constantly attack something as, hey, I need a full change, that takes so much effort and so much, honestly, frustration out of stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, where you could just pause, play with burnout. It's a lot less taxing. It's a lot less stressful. And it's a way simpler solution. So always attack something as treating it as burnout. Try again. Take breaks, come back. If it is still not working after you've done it over and over and over again, and even when you have the full energy, when you've regained the full energy to attack something and you go back to it, with, say you go back to your routines and this is not working for me. You know it's not working for you. Maybe it worked in the past. It worked for a long time, but it no longer works for you. You need something else. That's when you approach needing a change. Because needing a change, a full change of something, when you overhaul something, when you change your routines fully, when you quit your job, start a new one, when you fully move cities, when you change relationships, if you move, those are all more intense things that require a lot more effort on your part to wrap up, to set something new up, and then to adopt something new. That's a long, lengthy process. It takes a lot of energy. So if you didn't need that, that would be a waste of your time. And it would mess things up in the long run because then you've moved away from something that maybe actually worked for you. But when you really understand that you need a change, when taking breaks and treating something like burnout is not working for you long term, you're still frustrated. You're still upset at what you're dealing with. You're upset, oh my God, I have to do this routine again. I have to go to this job again. Long term, you've been very frustrated. It's not serving you. I can do better doing something else. I'm more interested in something else. I'm more motivated with something else. That's when making a change is so valuable and so important and will just catapult you into something where you're no longer feeling burnout for a while. And I think there are a couple questions to ask to kind of identify what is what, besides going through the whole testing phase of treating something like burnout first and ultimately deciding if taking a break worked or if you need a full change. If you're in the phase of feeling burnt out or feeling like you need a change or in that kind of gray zone, and you think, hey, if I had all the energy in the world, if I had my full 100% energy right now, would I still want to do this? And if the answer is, you know what? Yes, I'm still interested in this. I still understand the value of this. I know that when I give it my best effort, these routines make me feel good and make me energized for the day. If I had full energy, I would still want to do this. I would still be interested in this. It's just burnout. Take a break. Get your energy back up and go back to it. If the answer is, you know what, if I came at this with 100% energy, it would still make me feel drained. It would take all the energy right out of me. I do not want to do this. If I had full energy, I still would not want to do this. That's when you need to change. And obviously that's a way more intense thing because it's a lot easier to have full energy and have that positive flow through you and approach something and have it go well for you than it is to have full energy and have that just be drained right out of you. So obviously we don't want to have to need a change all the time. In certain settings, periodically, phenomenal thing. That's how we level up. That's how we keep growing and keep changing for the better. It's not a comfortable thing. It's not an easy thing. But if you're sitting there and you think, if I had full energy right now, or even if you say, I'm not lacking energy right now. I have the energy. I just don't want to put it towards this. And long term, you have the energy. You just don't want to put it towards a routine that has stopped working for you or to a job that you spent the last year having a hard time with, not feeling like you're growing, feeling like it's taking a lot more out of you than it is serving you or serving your abilities to practice your skills or to show them off or to like do valuable work. If the city you've lived in for the past year or so is just leaving you feeling drained, if the relationships you have, whatever it is, are leaving you feeling drained, even if you think you have full energy, that's when you might need a full change. The other thing, and similarly, is about like, am I passionate about this?
While you're doing your spring cleaning, why don't you clean up the languages you know? And by that, I mean check in and practice the languages you already know or pick up something new. Rosetta Stone is the trusted language expert with 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone is the go-to language learning solution. You can learn faster and retain longer because Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, which helps you think and communicate with confidence. And you know, Growth with Goals listeners, it's all about confidence. And long-term means long-term because you can learn for life. And with Rosetta Stone, long-term language learning means long-term because you can learn for life. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want and whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Girls with Goals podcast listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get 50% off today and to start learning today.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Am I still passionate about the why behind this? So obviously, whenever we start something new, there's a why behind it. Whether you set that or someone else set that for you, there is a reason why you do things. Even if it's, why did I take this job? Because they offered me an offer and I needed a job. Do you still feel that way? Do you still feel energized or excited through that why? And this obviously, like your energy towards something, can go up and down, and it should flow, because how uncomfortable would it be if we just had 100% passion or 100% energy all the time? That would be annoying, quite frankly. So if your answer is, you know what, I'm still passionate about this, my why remains the same, I just might need to do things to remotivate me or to re-energize me behind this. It's just burnout. That's just a temporary loss of energy. And this, the loss can be longer term. It's not like, oh my God, one day. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a longer term phase of not feeling energized, or not feeling passionate about what you're doing. So if the answer is yes, I'm still passionate about this, it's just burnout, take a break, come back, re-feel that and re-get energized about it. If the answer is, you know what, I want to be passionate about this, I want to be passionate about something, I remember being passionate about this, I no longer feel that way, I maybe have other things that I'm more passionate about, more interested about, that's when it's time to change something fully. Maybe go towards those things that you're more passionate about. So similar vibe of the, if I had full energy, would I still want to do this, is the question, am I still passionate about the why behind this? And then the other thing is, do I feel more fear about changing or more resistance to continuing? At least for me, in the zone of I need to make a change, particularly for me as I, you know, face choices about what career I want to move forward with as someone who has multiple things going on, I'm kind of at a crossroads where I'm making a choice with what I want to move forward with most intensely or most seriously, I guess. And so for me, I'm not really feeling fear about changing because I have other options. I have other things that I'm interested about. I'm not making a choice about, you know, starting something new right now. I'm more faced with the choice of what am I focusing most on. So what I'm feeling more intensely is resistance to continue. So my frustration and my, you know, lack of fulfillment, my lack of passion, my lack of energy is showing as resistance to continuing. Obviously, I'm still like going through the motions, but what I'm not doing is being excited about something. What I'm not doing is putting 110% behind something. And it's not in a way of burnout where, hey, if I took a break, I'd come back at this and give it my 110%. It's not in the way of burnout where, hey, I'm still really passionate about this, I just need more energy behind it. I'm feeling like, hey, you know what? I have full energy right now and I still do not want to do this. Or just realizing that, hey, I'm not passionate enough about this anymore to give it my 110%. And that's where, and it's not an easy question to realize that you fully need to make a change. Instead of just dealing with, I think we're all more comfortable with burnout, obviously. But it's not an easy decision or realization to understand that you fully need to make a change and that you're feeling resistance to continuing more than you are about changing something. But when you do realize it, that's when it's really important to actually follow that or put that to practice. And I mean, like we talked about, testing out burnout is just taking a break and coming back at it, or simulating that in your head, even with the question of, if I had full energy, would I still want to do this? That is a way easier test and a way easier realization than testing out, hey, do I really need a change? Because if you test out or kind of explore the option of really needing a change, you have to not only come to terms with leaving something you've been become so comfortable with or so used to behind, but you also need to find something to fill that or an alternative for that. So with burnout, what you need to do is take a step back, take a break, regain your energy, and come back to the same thing that you've been doing. You just come back to it with more energy and like a realized sense of passion for something. Whereas when you need a change, you have to, I think you slowly start doing that by coming to terms with the fact that you need a change, coming to terms with the fact that you are resisting the interest in continuing something, that you're almost like growing resentful for what you're currently doing. And then the second thing, the scarier thing, is realizing what you are going to fill that energy with, what you're going to fill that space with, which is inevitably a way harder thing, more intense thing, more dramatic thing to do than just testing out whether or not you're burnt out. But I think you can do that in smaller experiments. So maybe it's like, hey, on the weekends, you're going to try out a new routine, or maybe you swap out something. One morning you try something different and see if it re-energizes you or if it makes you feel like, you know, you're getting thrown off. With your job, maybe you just start to explore what else is out there, what other careers are out there, what other companies are out there, whatever, what you might want to change about your current position and how you can look for that in something else. So reflecting and exploring are huge, whether if it's relationships or friendships. If it's friendships, maybe you try hanging out with someone more. It's not going to hurt you to hang out with someone more and test if you enjoy spending more time with different people than you're used to hanging out with right now. And you can try hanging out with someone more and realize, hey, it's not for you. That's not what you want out of that relationship. And maybe that helps you realize that the group that you hang out with right now as your main group is perfectly fitting for you as your main group, and that the kind of accessory friends or the one-off friends are good exactly as they are. Or maybe that teaches you whether or not the person that you chose to test hanging out with a little bit more was perfectly fitting for you. It will help you realize, hey, I really like hanging out with new people more, or other people more. This might not be the person that I want to hang out with more, but I realize that I do want to hang out with other people more than my current main group. Maybe I want to make a change in that direction. So no matter what it is, there are small things that you can kind of experiment with and test the waters with, if you will, before committing. Because I think when you're in this make a big change phase, it obviously takes more effort and more thought to do it effectively than just testing something for burnout is. You also don't have to always put into words or, you know, really dive super heavily into justifying wanting a shift for something. I think if you have felt for long enough that, hey, I've gone up and down with my energy, it's not changing, I just need a change, you can start there. Sometimes you don't have to dip your toes in or like test the waters before you dive into the change. Sometimes you can say, I'm going to leave this behind. I need to leave this behind right now and I need to move on or change something. I don't know what the solution is, but I will find it. And so you go through the phases and you go through the testing as you've already dropped the thing that you needed to change. So not everything, I mean, I can't answer these questions for you. I can't, you know, give you the right answer. All I can do is talk about it here. I mean, I can barely give myself the right answer. I've talked a lot about this and Carolyn has gotten frustrated with hearing my frustrations day in and day out. But the more you think on it, I think the more you just slowly come to realize without trying that hard, that the more negative energy you spend on considering a change or, you know, resisting moving forward, the more naturally you'll come to the conclusion that you need to make a change and you'll come to the right solution for you, whether it's to completely swap it, to find something new before you change. And then the final thing that kind of goes with this is that you're always allowed to change your mind. You're always allowed to change what you're doing. And so maybe you make a change and you give it your best effort and you realize, hey, this wasn't for me. I need to make another change. I need to try something new. As long as you give it your best effort and you aren't compromising something that might serve you, you can make as many changes as you want. And so even I think the hardest thing with realizing that you need to change about something is, but I've given it years of my life, but I've given this years of my life. I've given this so much energy and effort and thought and personality, like it's become part of my personality even. It becomes very hard to leave something if you've given it so much time, if you've invested so much time, probably money, so much of your life and your identity to something, which is often the case with any of these topics, your, you know, routines, people view you through your routines, your job, the people you surround yourself with, whatever it is, all of these things are huge parts of our identity, which make it so much harder to make these changes. But no matter what it is, you are always allowed to make these changes. So as you're going forward, as you're thinking about whether you're experiencing burnout or whether you're experiencing a real need for change, it's okay to try either one. It's okay to test out, I'm just going to give it. It's okay to take breaks and try to come back at it. And if you're realizing that the breaks aren't working, that it's not a factor of energy, it's more a factor of your passion for something and how much something is serving you, you can continue to change your mind about it and you can continue to make those changes until you are sitting in a life that really serves you and that you really enjoy and that makes you energized. So as I'm losing my voice talking about this, I hope that this was helpful, valuable, or just simply interesting to you. Thank you guys very much for listening and for coming along in this solo episode. We will both be back next week for a full episode with both of us. But in the meantime, you can follow along either of our lives on Instagram or TikTok, adding Catherine Kaneen, at Carolyn Kaneen, and at Girls with Goals Pod. And those are also always linked in the show notes below, so you can click over. But we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.